University of Maryland at College Park, faced with crippling debt in its athletic department, broke ties with tradition and reached for a more secure financial future. The school is ending its nearly six-decade affiliation with the ACC and is joining forces now with the Big Ten. And Lord knows why they still call it the Big Ten, because there are a lot more than 10 schools in it. Joining us live, Washington Post reporter Liz Clark is joining us. Liz, good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Now, they say that this is, you know, the kind of revenue stream that changes everything for them. Does it really?
Not remotely. I mean, and that's among the things that is so frustrating about this issue. They indeed will get more guaranteed money by joining the Big Ten, but it will only solve their problems for a few years. What they're not disclosing or not acknowledging is that in joining the Big Ten, the cost of business goes up at the same time. They're joining a conference where the average athletic department is bigger, that the average school fields more teams, the average football stadium is bigger. So their new peer group makes and spends money at a far higher rate than Maryland is used to. So, you know, unless Maryland joins simply to come in last in football every year, you know, their budget woes will get worse. And this amount of money that looks so big today is going to look very small.
Well, legendary Maryland basketball coach Gary Williams certainly understands all this, yet he likes this idea.
Yeah, he does. You know, I spoke to Gary the night before the vote, and he sort of laid out the reasons, you know, not to editorialize, but there was not a lot of joy or conviction, I didn't feel, in his voice. And I asked him, you know, it sounds like you make this argument with a heavy heart, and he paused and said, well, you know, this is what's going on in college sports today, and we shouldn't apologize for doing what other schools are doing. I mean, that's not the most resounding argument, I don't think, to give alumni or your fan base who are really puzzled and in some cases heartbroken by this, and not to mention the student athletes for whom this whole enterprise ostensibly is about. You've made their lives far worse. It's basically a bait and switch. You know, many signed on to play for Maryland in order to play in the ACC and play where their friends and family could get to them, and it's certainly much harder for them to get to Nebraska or Minnesota or Iowa, much, much farther away.
Now, they average 42,000-43,000 fans for their home football games in Maryland. Now, I'm thinking about Michigan. What is it, 106,000 or something like that?
Exactly. I mean, it's, again, the leap in competition they're joining in football. And I don't mean just the fans' average image of the power of the team, but the whole arms race involved. I mean, they are now competing against teams with stadiums more than twice as big as theirs and that have elaborate indoor practice facilities that, you know, the Redskins would only dream of. I mean, and so Maryland will look increasingly like the weak, ineffectual sister in this league as it relates to football. And football is driving the train here. So it's just flat out wrong when the chancellor says, you know, this will ensure our financial stability for years to come. I don't think it's going to ensure it for 3 years.
Wow. Certainly some strong emotion on all this, on all sides. Liz, thanks so much. Washington Post reporter Liz Clark with us.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.